One of the most controversial special interest groups in North Carolina is back. The group is Justice for All NC. They're a conservative political action committee. They have a lot of cash, and they very much want to influence your choice for North Carolina's Supreme Court. WFAE's Tom Bullock examines the group, their ads, and how they may influence justice.
Justice for All NC went dark after this year's primary. It sprang to life last week after receiving $425,000 in contributions from just two donors. The vast majority of that came courtesy of the Republican State Leadership Committee, a group with deep pockets that claims to be the only national political organization focused on electing state judges across the country. The money came just in time to make big ad buys right before next Tuesday's election. Justice for All NC has no website. They issue no press releases. They don't respond to the press, so their plans aren't public. But they do upload their ads to YouTube. And what's been posted over the last few days indicates they're likely to follow a strategy that served them well in 2012. Step one. Run a positive ad for a conservative candidate for state Supreme Court. You might remember that folksy banjo ad supporting Paul Newby from 2012.
He's heard the call to lay down the law to bring justice tough but fair.
Yep, that was paid for by Justice for All NC. And if you don't remember it, don't worry. You get the gist from their new ad.
I like Mike Robinson.
The banjo has been replaced by an acoustic guitar, but it still has that same folksy feel. The exact same man is singing. Even the catchphrase is the same.
With a level head, he's tough but fair. Mike's
in short, Justice for All NC's first step is a benign, even catchy, positive ad for a conservative candidate, this time Mike Robinson. As for step two, well, that's when this conservative group turns their sights on a liberal candidate for a last-minute negative ad blitz. Justice for All NC has just such an ad posted on YouTube as well, and it too will sound familiar.
Supreme Court Justice Robin Hudson failed our kids. When child molesters sued...
This ad is a slightly different version of one Justice for All NC ran attacking liberal Justice Robin Hudson during this year's primary. A handful of words have been added, but as you can hear, the attack is identical.
Justice Robin Hudson, not tough on child molesters, not fair to victims.
It was really intended to frighten voters into not voting for her.
Billy Koraher covers big money and judicial elections for the liberal-leaning Center for American Progress.
Some local observers called it the most despicable ad that had ever been aired in North Carolina politics.
The ad was seen as so off the mark, six former state Supreme Court justices jumped to Hudson's defense, as did the State Bar Association. Even Eric Levinson, one of those running against Hudson in the primary, called the ad unfair. Levinson and Hudson are now running against each other in the general election. Yesterday, Justice Hudson tried to get ahead of the expected negative attacks.
We're here because big political money is once again plotting to influence our important statewide judicial elections.
As you know, joining her were two other liberal candidates for state Supreme Court, Justice Sherry Beasley and Judge Sam Ervin.
Part of the thing that voters need to recognize is that the timing of this kind of thing is no accident. These things appear to me to be handled in such a fashion as to maximize the difficulty of the other candidate in responding. It's difficult to get...
The General Assembly abolished public financing last year. Each of these candidates and their opponents have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions. Now, that alone could be seen as a problem, especially since North Carolina law does not force judges to recuse themselves from a case even if it involves a person, group, or company that contributed to their campaign. That kind of conflict of interest is most likely to come before the court in a civil case. But two new studies say big money in judicial elections is having an effect on criminal cases as well.
Once these attack ads are aired, judges know any ruling in favor of a criminal defendant can be used against them in the future.
Billy Koraher from the Center for American Progress worked on one of those studies.
We looked at states that were seeing their first multi-million-dollar judicial election.
They added up all the cases that went for prosecutors and those that went for defendants. And over a 10-year period, they found the more big money is active in judicial races, the less likely judges will rule in favor of a defendant.
In Illinois, for example, we saw a 16 or 17% increase in the percentage of rulings against criminal defendants from 2003 to 2004.
2004 was that state's first big money judicial election.
You know, it's really alarming when we see these kinds of correlations.
Take this story from Oliver Diaz, a former justice on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He was speaking at a forum hosted by the Center for American Progress.
We actually had one justice who decided that he was never going to vote to overturn another criminal conviction while he sat on the court. It was appalling. I was appalled by the decision. He told me he was going to do that, and he actually did it.
Diaz has not said the name of the justice in question. The Center for American Progress did not study North Carolina's track record specifically, but Joanna Shepherd did. She is a professor of both law and economics at Emory University, using the Citizens United case as a benchmark because it was the case that allowed the big money to flow. Shepherd went through criminal cases before the North Carolina Supreme Court.
We found that justices voted in favor of criminal defendants about 29% of the time.
That was before Citizens United. And after?
Justices only voted in favor of criminal defendants 12% of the time.
A decrease of 17%. Her research was funded by the left-leaning American Constitution Society for Law and Policy. Shepherd believes there are two possible reasons for this. One, the ads may be making justices think twice. Or two, attack ads in judicial races are changing which judges are elected in the first place. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.